Welcome to At the Vanguard. We're TB Vanguard, and our motto is for fans by fans. We showcase fans on the front line of the Team BZ movement. This podcast is an open forum to discuss current topics as they relate to Chris Brown and his fan base.
Hey, welcome to At the Vanguard. Today is May 13th, 2024. We'll go ahead and get started. I'm Nikki.
I'm Paula.
I'm Jay Broad.
I'm Shantae.
And I'm Tasha.
Perfection. Well, of course, the big news is the tour is almost sold out. A lot of the tours sold out. The only dates really are those tours, the shows in August, later in the year. So, yeah, it's selling out like crazy. It's wonderful. But we never expect any less from Chris. Now, those visuals he put out were really cool. Did everybody see that? I can't wait to see. I'm wondering if that's part of the opening or whether it's from a video. I don't know, but because his openings are always theatrical and amazing.
Yeah, they are.
From early days, it's been like that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say I'm starting to creep around, Paula. So I'm not gonna see as much because I don't like to see concert stuff before I go.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to be surprised too. I do, but sometimes it's hard to avoid. But
because I have
on the page, it's hard to avoid. But yeah, I don't like to. I don't want to see any of the opening ones to tour. I don't want to see any of that. Those are the really special parts of the show. And they never compare to seeing them in person anyway.
Yeah, right.
I think we're seeing it. I saw somebody do a review on YouTube of the party tour, and they're just looking at videos on YouTube. I'm like, oh, sweetie, no. You cannot critique that show from a video. Sorry.
Does not compare.
That feeling, like when Party Tour, when they all started coming out of that cube, oh my God, that was a feeling you just cannot buy or see online. And you can see it, but it's not like being there in person. It's not.
Absolutely. Right. You can't even feel it. The energy is crazy in there.
Yeah.
I think with each tour, it just gets better and better. His elevation is just crazy. I think the expectation is for this tour is going to exceed exactly what we're expecting. You know what I mean? He's going to give us that plus some.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Now, who has their tickets already?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Everybody. So where are you going, JP?
Since he dropped the Orlando date, so we're going to be in Orlando.
Right.
We'll be in Orlando. So yeah, I'm very excited. Like I said, this is my second concert ever. Going by
him.
I went to one of the ones tour in here. So yeah, this is my second concert ever. So I'm very, very, very excited for this one.
That's great. What about you, Shantae?
I'm definitely going to Columbus. That's my stomping ground. and I fought. Oof, baby, I cried in the car. My sister's like, Shantae, are you serious? I said, Nay, I have got kicked out 3 times. I don't know what you want me to say. it was so dramatic. My heart. I got decent seats. I'm not watching TV. I'm close enough where I can see him and get great pictures. So that's all that matters.
I'm going to Philly this year.
Oh, yeah.
Like Shantae, I had to fight. I fought for my life. Because I didn't get him, that first day waiting around trying to see if he was going to do my city again. He didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He told us what he told us. I don't want to cuss on here.
Yeah.
So I stopped talking about it and went and booked another city, like he said.
Right. Are you going to drive or are you going to fly?
Oh, no, we're driving.
Okay.
It's 6 hours to me, so.
Yeah.
But this is what we do. We're used to it.
I know.
You know, he came here in 2019 and we've been traveling since then and before then, so.
Right.
It's all good. We're used to it. Indigo, he was here, yes. And we still went somewhere else, so it don't even matter.
Because I saw
I met him in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I met up with Tasha in Pittsburgh because and her friend because I got my tickets to Indigo based on I picked my seats based on the party tour, but the party tour was in the round.
Right.
So the state was like, there were no bad seats.
Unless you were on the floor.
Right. Oh yeah, that's right. But the but for Indigo, I was like a country mile away. It was like I was trying to watch my neighbor's TV. Like across the street. Mm-hmm. I was so far away. I was like, oh my God, how did I do this? So I told Christine after the show, I saw her after the show. She was like, oh, if you can make it to Pittsburgh, it's not quite as bad as this. So, because, you know, DC had no seats extra. But, you know, Pittsburgh might have been like maybe 98% sold out. So she got me a seat. She said, if you can make it to Pittsburgh, I'll get you a good seat. I'm like, okay. And Nikki helped me get a flight because I only had like 2 days. So I went online. I mean, I went online with the airline she told me, and I got this on Putt-Putt Airlines.
I'm on a whole crop duster, y'all, trying to go see Chris.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hey, Miss Cat.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Oh. Hey, Cat.
Hey.
We're asking where everybody's going to see Chris.
I'm sorry?
We're asking everybody, you know, where they're going to see Chris.
Oh, I'm going to see him in Boston, TD Garden.
Oh, Boston. Okay.
Beautiful. Yes.
So where are you guys going to see him?
Well, it's Columbus, Orlando, DC,
and Philly.
Philly.
Nice. So everybody's going.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Definitely. I wasn't missing.
Definitely.
There's no missing Chris.
Oh no. I haven't missed since 2008. No, I didn't miss one. I missed
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak tour. Mm-hmm. That one was outdoor and I have a walker and I just could not do those venues.
Yeah.
Huge.
Listen, man, if I could just go back in time. The Heartbreak Tour, the Indigo Tour is the two tours that I just hate my life for not being attended. Yeah. Yes, man. Those two tours, like, I just envy anybody who went there. Because I would have loved it.
Silver lining, I think he is going to surpass them both. That is my prediction.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely is.
I think he's going all out.
Oh, yeah.
He has two stages. Come on. Two stages.
I know. I saw that.
He's going all out.
He's bringing out all the tricks this time. I have a feeling this is going to be epic.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he's an overachiever, as we know. So.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Because last night I have insomnia real bad, and I was up on YouTube. And I watched even more reviews of that Weakest Link. I was like, oh my God, how many people reviewed this thing? And it's been 3 weeks, it's crazy. But you know, they all were like amazed. I'm like, no, he's an overachiever. If he's gonna do something, it's not gonna be average.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. So, you know, it's always gonna be amazing. So But
man, y'all think he will perform Weakest Link though?
He has to. Oh my God!
If
he
doesn't, or something. But I don't think he's actually gonna rest it out.
Listen, if the people want it, he's gonna play.
He come out to it.
There you go.
Already jumping.
Oh man, I would die. Oh my goodness, I would be in tears cracking up.
I don't know. Probably will do a Connecticut from the Quaver show.
A little video playing up on the screen. Oh my goodness.
I know.
No, if he do that in Atlanta, oh no, he gonna be.
Oh, he's gonna be disrespectful, and I cannot wait.
If he's in Atlanta,
if he did Weakest Link in Atlanta, that would be interesting. That's Quavo town.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care. It's Chris Brown. And trust me, Chris Brown has way more fan base than Quavo holds weight in his own city.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Tasha, what tour was... I mean, Tasha, what tour was that when they did D.C.? I always want to go to Atlanta because the Atlanta show seems to be like... just way better than all the others. What there was a show where he did in Atlanta, and everybody who was anybody was on stage with Chris Future, just everybody.
It was Party Tour.
Party Tour. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think Kim was there, Usher was there, Future was there, like literally everybody was there.
Except Amigos.
Yeah, except Amigos. Right.
Exactly, that part.
Yes.
Wow. Right.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, like, let's be real. I only know who they are because he brought them out on tour. Was that One Hell of a Night?
One Hell of a Night. That's right. One Hell of a Night tour.
Yeah. That's the first time I heard of them.
And they only had one hit at that time.
I don't even know who it was.
I don't remember, but
what? You talking about Migos?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was it Versace? I think it no, was it Versace?
No, what Versace was that other song.
That would have been 2018?
Yeah.
No, right. No, Hell of a Night
was like this concert was like 2014-ish, I wanna say.
Yeah, 2014, 2015, yeah.
What is the name of this song? Cause they weren't even popular and then they were only doing their EPs. That's it.
Yes.
That's nobody knew them back then.
But that was the first time I heard their name. I had no idea who those people was.
Right.
I can't understand why they chose. Well, I don't know how
looking out for them.
Everyone else feels about him. And we can't respectfully talk on behalf of Takeoff because he's not here. But I just want to know how his relationship is with Offset or whatever, with all this beef going on with Quavo.
You, and forgot, then about, you forgot about the beef with Offset?
No, I did see Offset the parking lot beef.
No, this is
oh, after.
Nah.
I
forget. Nah. After.
Yeah, I saw that video too.
I'm talking about when he and Chris went, was it on Twitter, Tasha?
No, Instagram. They went on that.
It was on Instagram.
Yes.
Because I don't know if y'all have seen the Breezy Light page. She posted, I think somebody was covering Wendy's talk show at the time. Mm-hmm. And they posted what he was saying to Offset on there. That whole hip hop, hippity, all that stuff. They did that on live TV and he reposted that. And then we started posting stuff about what did he call him? Pootie Tang.
Yeah, Pootie Tang.
Oh.
And now we started posting videos of Pootie Tang breakdancing, and he was reposting that. And whatever people was putting out there, he was reposting it. Yes. Like it was like an all day thing.
Well, what's he called him? Pootie Tang? Like that all day, ever.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. This man brought you on, right?
Right.
Why y'all hate him so much?
Well, Chris really was offended, and everybody thinks it's about, you know who, She Who Must Not Be Named, because we don't reserve the name anymore. But She Must Not Be Named. But it's really about bro code, you know, because he really embraced them like friends, like brothers.
It was even before, like they was beefing way before the girl.
No,
and I don't know why. No,
that definitely was about. It was definitely about the bro code situation.
No. They was hopping on songs like they was on Whippin'.
Yeah.
Like he would be on their songs. They would collab on someone's song, so they was cool until that. He went behind Breezy back and started dating with old girl.
I thought it was something even before that.
But yeah, that's what started it. But it wasn't about her specifically. Because remember when she was with that football player, he was fine about that.
Yeah, Tyson Beck. No,
yeah. Ricky Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, he was fine about that.
But I mean, not you know, his old friend, you know, somebody you thought was his brother, you know, that was not it. Like, so it was a respect thing. It wasn't really, but you know, all these bloggers all think it's not about her specifically.
Principle, yeah.
But yeah, that's really what it's about.
It's irking my nerves that nobody really seen that point of view, and I'm just like, yo, like it's not about that. It's about the bro code, like
exactly.
Y'all was cool. Y'all was always on each other's songs. You know, y'all was cool, and for you to do that, it's like, you know,
it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, in a sense, he put you on, and this
he did
is,
put them on.
That's what you did.
He did put them on. They had a tour with
you. I didn't know them before.
But they had a tour with, like, did they have two songs by the time they had that first tour?
They had two songs.
I'm telling you, they had, it was, I know for a fact they had Handsome and Wealthy and Wishy Washy.
Okay. I don't know their music, so I'm not going to pretend I know.